Indigo Girls on 98.1 KZE. That's called Leaving. It's Darren DeVivo with you this Friday night on Noises from the Valley. One of the founding members of Chicago, Walter Parizader, died this past Wednesday, June 17th. Walter Parizader had the idea of putting together a rock band with a horn section back in 1967, and he was there from day one playing sax, flute, and clarinet. Walter Parizader was forced to retire from live performance in 2017 due to a heart condition. He didn't retire from the band, but he couldn't tour with them any longer. Ray Herman joined the band then to take over for Walt. But sometime after that, not long after he retired from live performance, Walter Parizader was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and he battled the disease over the last five or so years of his life, dying this past Wednesday at the age of 81. I want to pay tribute to Walter Parizader right now with a few Chicago songs featuring Walt on sax, on flute. And we're going to start things off with this song from the Chicago 5 album, Now That You've Gone. It's Chicago on Noises from the Valley at 98.1 KZE.
right. One, two,
featuring Walter Parizader on flute. There's Chicago and Happy Cause I'm Going Home, part of the 1971 album Chicago 3. Happy Cause I'm Going Home was actually part of the Travel Suite, which you'll find on Chicago 3, featuring Walter Parizader, who died this past Wednesday, the age of 81. Walter Parizader, a founding member of Chicago, played flute, sax, clarinet. That great solo on Happy Cause I'm Going Home. And it was Color My World featuring Walt Parizader on flute. Big hit from the Chicago album, the second album, which became known as Chicago 2 from 1971. Color My World from Ballet for a Girl in Buckcannon off that second Chicago album. And Now That You've Gone with Walter Parizader, sax solo from Chicago 5 circa 1972. Remembering Walter Parizader, who died this past Wednesday at the age of 81, an original member of Chicago.
Northern Dutchess Botanical Gardens is one of those treasures that gardeners seek out on their annual spring forage. The coolest thing about Northern Dutchess Botanical Gardens is that it breathes. It's a living, working greenhouse operation where the plants we grow are the plants we sell. We have an extraordinary variety of annuals, perennials, vegetables, and herbs that will satisfy every gardener, with greenhouses and sales yard nestled nicely in the backwoods of Rhinebeck, in as relaxed a setting as a nursery can have. Stock is arranged with you in mind, ensuring a more satisfying and informative plant buying experience for every level of gardener. But be warned, finding Northern Dutchess Botanical Gardens can be challenging. A keen sense of direction and an even sharper sense of adventure is essential. Or you can go online to ndbgonline.com for directions. For those who seek, horticultural wonders await. Northern Dutchess Botanical Gardens, a journey well worth the effort. ndbgonline.com.
This is Peggy from Town & Country Liquors in Saugerties, New York, offering a diverse selection of wines and spirits since 1978. We support the musical diversity on 98.1 KZE.
Well, tomorrow, Brian Wilson would have been celebrating his 84th birthday. Brian born June 20th, 1942. He died last year on June 11th, so we just passed the one-year anniversary of Brian's death. Let's go back to the early days, 1963, for this one from the third Beach Boys album, Surfer Girl, In My Room, on 98.1 KZE.
In my room. Orange Crate Art was a place to start. Orange Crate Art was a world apart. Home for two with you of Sonoma, where there's aroma and heart. Memories of
there's Brian Wilson and Van Dyke Parks, and here's a suite from the very first solo album from Brian Wilson from 1988. It's Rio Grande on 98.1 KZE.
Makes my heart beat strong.
I always love that song. That was the finale to Brian Wilson's first solo album, Brian Wilson, from 1988. Rio Grande, as we celebrate Brian Wilson on tonight's Noises from the Valley here at 98.1 KZE. Tomorrow would have been Brian Wilson's 84th birthday. Unfortunately, Brian died on June 11, 2025, just over a year ago. We just passed the one-year anniversary of his death. Rio Grande there from the album Brian Wilson. And before that, the title track to an album that Brian Wilson and Van Dyke Parks did together called Orange Crate Art. A very poignant, powerful song from the Beach Boys was before Orange Crate Art, Till I Die, written by Brian Wilson, an autobiographical tune dealing with death and hopelessness. Till I Die was part of the Beach Boys' incredible album, Surf's Up, from 1971. And we heard In My Room. It was early Beach Boys off Surfer Girl from 1963. Brian Wilson, we remember him tonight on Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE on the eve of what would have been his 84th birthday.
It's the KZE Community Bulletin Board, a weekly listing of community events in our tri-state listening area. The Community Bulletin Board is brought to you by Hudson Valley Goldsmith, offering fine handmade jewelry, on-site repairs, and the work of over 50 designers. Voted best jewelry store in the Hudson Valley at 71 Main Street in New Paltz, New York, and online at hudsonvalleygoldsmith.com. Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with 7 locations to serve you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley. WilliamsLumber.com. And Taste New York Market at Todd Hill. On the Taconic Parkway, discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. Saturday, June 20th from 12 to 6 p.m., the 8th Annual Juneteenth Festival at Kingston Point Beach in Kingston, New York. Live music, art, spoken word, dance, drumming, vendors, children's activities, and inspirational speakers. Also Saturday, June 20th from 4:30 to 6 p.m., Roger Phillips Concert Series presents Professor Louis and the Chromatics at the Star Library in Rhinebeck. Sunday, June 21st from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m., Guitar Club at the East Fishkill Community Library. Monday, June 22nd from 12 to 4 p.m., Red Hook Community Center hosts Free Community Clothes Closet. Tuesday, June 23rd from 1:30 to 4 p.m., Chess for Adults at the East Fishkill Community Library. Thursday, June 25th from 6 to 8 p.m., the Black Library presents Open Mic Night in Monticello. Friday, June 26th from 6 to 7:30 p.m., Connecticut Tunes and Tales of the Revolution with Kent Bisake. It'll kick off the library's summer concert series with the Falls Village Recreation Commission. To submit your nonprofit or community event to KZE, email the who, what, where, when of your event to info@wkze.com.
Hey KZE listeners, you're invited to ride with Midday Man Adam Shartoff at the Ride for Mental Health Saturday and Sunday, June 27th and 28th in New Paltz. It's the 10th anniversary of the premier cycling weekend dedicated to mental health awareness. It's fun, inspiring, and benefits Harvard's McLean Hospital, a global leader in mental health. A great ride for a great cause. Register at rideformentalhealth.org. Ride or volunteer and shine a light of hope and caring. Rideformentalhealth.org.
Hi, I'm Susan with Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.
Well, yesterday was Paul McCartney's 84th birthday. Tonight's Noises from the Valley here at 98.1 KZE, featuring a bunch of deep cuts from Paul McCartney. And here's two from Wings. Well, one from Wings, one from Susie and the Red Stripes. But wait a minute, Susie and the Red Stripes are Wings. All right, two from Wings. Kind of. Both of these songs originated from singles from the 1970s, and we'll start off with Susie and the Red Stripes, essentially Paul McCartney and Wings with Linda McCartney on lead vocals. This is Seaside Woman on Noises from the Valley.
Oh, Papa, catch the fish from three cheers for the girls.
Hip hip. Hip hip. Hip hip.
From Wings, although only one of those two songs was credited to Wings. As we celebrate Paul McCartney's 84th birthday, which was yesterday, tonight here on Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo at 98.1 KZE. So that was Girls' School from Wings, the B-side of the Mull of Kintyre single, released in 1977, Girls' School recorded during the sessions for the London Town album. And before Girls' School, It Was Seaside Woman. Now, that was credited to Susie and the Red Stripes, which was Paul McCartney and Wings with Linda McCartney on lead vocals. Linda's song, Seaside Woman, was recorded during the Red Rose Speedway sessions in 1972, and it was going to be on Red Rose Speedway when the second Wings album was going to be a double album. But once it was cut down to a single album, Seaside Woman got the axe and sat on the shelf for a while until it finally was released as a single under the Susie and the Red Stripes name in 1977. It would turn up years later on the Linda McCartney album, Wide Prairie, that was released posthumously. I'm Darren DeVivo. It's Noises from the Valley at 98.1 KZE. And coming up, a tune off the latest Doobie Brothers album.
Hi, this is Lorraine from the Kingston Farmers Market. Join us in the County Courthouse parking lot, uptown, on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have over 80 local vendors with seasonal fruit, veggies, eggs, cheese, meat, fish, and other specialty goods and essential items. There will be live music, community groups, and special events. That's the Kingston Farmers Market in the County Courthouse parking lot, uptown, Saturdays from 9 to 1, rain or shine. Find out more about our events and programs at kingstonfarmersmarket.org or on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for shopping local and supporting your local food economy. See you on Saturday.
Who can you trust when you turn on the tap that the water flowing from it will be clean and safe for drinking and bathing? You can trust Water Solutions. John at Water Solutions has been serving our region for decades, purifying our water and earning our trust. If you're dealing with sulfur smell, hard water, or even issues with water pressure, call today and make an appointment for a free in-home analysis. The free analysis includes testing your water for the most common regional contaminants or making sure that your current filtration system is working properly. Most water problems can be solved without chemicals, and Water Solutions specializes in chemical-free filtration systems where no chlorine is used. Clean water shouldn't be a hassle. Trust Water Solutions to make it crystal clear. Call John at 845-255-3408 or visit TrustWaterSolutions.com. Water Solutions. What's in your water?
KZE listeners, don't forget to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram, where you'll get updates on contests, prizes, performances, interviews, and a slice of the KZEZ life. Connect with WKZE Radio on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates. And thanks for listening to 98.1 KZE.
This is Roberta.
And Ray.
From Green Heron Farm in Woodstock, New York. And we always have this station on in the barn because the horses love 98.1 KZE.
All right, so this is for the horses. It's from the latest Doobie Brothers album from last year, Walk This Road. It's Angels in Mercy on 98.1 KZE. It's Noises from the Valley into the Barn.
My door, won't you leave me alone?
door. Won't you leave me alone? How long do I have to keep on running for?
Celebrating musical diversity in the Mid-Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills, we are 98.1 WKZE-FM Salisbury and 105.9 W290 BZ-FM Red Hook, online at WKZE.com.
Bye.